Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, as I mentioned previously, regardless of when you hear the program. And I know a lot of you, it's not only the station's delayed broadcast or replay programs. Sometimes they carry live and then they delay it. But also people listening on podcasts. So people can be listening to a program that we did a year ago. Or a week ago, or whatever, which is fine. I mean, basically, most of the questions and most of the issues tend to be things that come up over and over again. Obviously, there's some seasonal issues. You know, what am I going to get somebody for Christmas? But that comes up every year anyway. But the point being that whenever you listen to the program is fine, but the calling the program, you don't have to call when you're listening is the point. In fact, when the first job I had in New York, which was not my first job, but I was on, the first job I had in New York, I was on overnight on the weekends. But the first sort of daytime job I got, I was on from 10 o'clock at night to 1 o'clock in the morning. But I did, I think what happened, that people, I think the first, I'm trying to remember exactly what it was. I think that I think, here's what happened. I did the program live from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. New York did not hear it. It was nationally syndicated. New York did not hear it, I think, till 1 o'clock in the morning, and I don't remember exactly what happened. But people would call; they would figure out, regardless of when they were hearing the program, when they could call. And there were so many people who figured that out that they actually gave me a better time slot. So they figured if people could figure out when to call, and then call during that period of time, that meant an intelligent and committed listenership. So you guys can do the same thing. Although doing 12 to 3 is fine. But it means that regardless of when you hear the program, you can always call the program to get a hold of me then. Alrighty, 855-99-DR-JOY. So we kind of evolved. Some of our questions on Facebook quite often come out. Sometimes they come out of the news. Quite often they come out of things that occur on the program, and we're just curious about the next iteration, the next step. And we were talking about all the technological issues that have occurred in the last couple of years. I mean, extraordinarily. And so we were saying, okay, what's the next technology that you're interested in? What would you like to see? And what an extraordinary number of people did was said time travel. So we thought, well, okay, mm-hmm. we can do that. So we asked people if they could travel to any place they wanted, when would they do it, and why would they do it, and so let's hear what we got.
Continuing on, let's go to Donna. Donna says, the 1970s, that would change so much in my life. That's always kind of a thought, though.
Do it people, again.
Yeah, huh? They would like to do things over, or maybe do something a little bit differently.
Well, that's one of the questions, though. And we need to discuss that, children. Which is, if you go back, are you allowed to know what you know?
Yeah.
And we didn't really talk about that.
That's a very interesting perspective.
Yeah, it is, because you know, if I knew then what I know now, but so. And the idea being, you know, this whole thing about time travel is, are you allowed to change things? And if you do, you know, the butterfly effect, if one thing changes, what are the other things that change? So, yeah. And given the fact it's already happened, very complicated.
I think another interesting question, too, is if you're someone that would think about going into the future, would you want to see, like, where you are specifically at that particular time, you know, if
presumably, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for me,
it
would depend. I'm not sure I would want to. I'd be curious to go in the future just to see how, you know, technology or how society has kind of changed. But I'm not sure I would want to see, like, where I'm at or what I look like or what I'm doing specifically.
Well,
I kind of want to keep that a mystery.
Or even if you were alive. I mean, that's the whole premise
of
Interstellar, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, can you really change anything?
Yeah. Let's go to Belinda. She says, I'd go back 20 years when all my family was still alive and well. Certainly happier times. I feel so alone now that there's only a few of us left.
Aw.
Yeah.
Well, you know, time to meet some new folks. I mean, and of course, that's one of the issues about living for long periods of time, which is what we were talking about before, which is who's around to keep you company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's go to Tracy. Tracy says the 1920s or the age of Louis the 14th. Happy New Year, Dr. Joy.
Thank you. Yeah, Louis the 14th, we'd be able didn't get to bathe much, but the wigs are kind of cool, and the guys all wore the high heels, so let their feet hurt.
Kim says, "I'm a young 50. I think I would enjoy seeing 2115 to see the changes yet in my mindset as it is now. Still young enough to appreciate the changes." And I'd be too freaked out over them unless the world was non-existent by that time.
So 100 years is what he's saying. He wants to go forward 100 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, 100 years is probably too long. I think 25 to 50 would be more interesting for me. I expect to be alive in 25.
Mm-hmm.
50, pushing it. Pushing it.
Summer says, 4 years ago today, she'd like to go back to me. It was the day, she says, the day of her son's birth. She says, I'd like to have an extra 4 years with my son and re-cherish every day all over again.
Wow. Wow. Sounds like another baby may be on the horizon.
Yeah, perhaps.
Yeah, there you go.
Kiana says, I would definitely go into the future. I think things just keep getting better and better. Well, that's where we're headed anyway, so slower than your question suggests.
Why it's slower than the suggestion? Why I'm not sure they suggest anything.
I think what she's saying is that we are kind of time traveling per se into the future because we're constantly going into the future because the future is constantly in front of us. So we're traveling to the future, but just slow.
I see. We're going slowly. Yeah. It's hard to travel again in the past, but I mean, except memory.
Right.
Right. And that's how we do it.
Yeah. Francis says, late 40s and early 50s, I would treasure all the times with my dad going fishing, catching worms to go fishing, singing songs in the car since we didn't have a radio. Everyday pleasures that I was too young to realize how precious they were. Also time with my mother in the kitchen. She was a great cook and wonderful things came out of that little oven.
There you go. You know, and one of those interesting phenomenon is if you, in fact, are aware of who you are now and what your remembrances is, how they stack up. Remember in our town of sort of going back and seeing that things weren't exactly as remembered.
Yeah.
Look at me, Mama.
Teresa says, I would love to relive every moment of raising my children. However, my father was not alive at the same time that I had my second child, and it would break my heart to choose between them. Maybe I could go back far enough to prevent my father's dying of cancer and keep on living so that he could be with me while I relive every moment of raising my children and do an even better job the second time.
Grandchildren. Just look forward to that, yeah. Well, again, I mean, the idea is that you can't necessarily influence, I mean, almost by definition, that if it's already happened, that you can't change it.
Yeah.
I know, in spite of all the movies, that it's really one of those fascinating notions, isn't it? Because it's been around for a very long time, that we could travel backward or forward and change things.
Yeah. Lorraine says, the year 2200, because I will never see it, and I want to know how the world will be then. I would like to meet my descendants, too. I would tell them their history, then I would want to come back.
Okay. Well, I mean, one of the things that you can do now is make tapes, make videos, make scrapbooks. Yeah, it's one of those things that I am very much in favor of. I'm partially because I was blessed by having on both sides of the family some people who lived very long lives and being able to hear some of my relatives talk about Reconstruction, having lived through Reconstruction in the South, or having come over as children, or my great-great-grandfather and sort of traveling on a train with him. So don't forget that you have huge resources very likely available as long as those people are alive. And documenting them makes a huge amount of sense because to a certain extent, that's where we came from. And you know, being able to, that's a way of time traveling backwards that doesn't require any special technology. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about a really cool company. It's Casper.com, like the ghost, C-A-S-P-E-R. Three guys have created an outrageously comfortable mattress, and here's the best part. They'll give you 100 nights to sleep on it. Totally risk-free. If you don't love this mattress, Casper will pick it up in-home and refund you for everything. No hassles. The holidays are here, and you deserve the gift of a great night's sleep. That's what you get on a Casper mattress, and the only place to get this mattress is at Casper.com. You're going to love it, getting the best night's sleep you've ever had. Hey, don't get ripped off with a store-bought mattress that'll set you back a few $1,000s. Every size Casper mattress is totally affordable. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping and returns from Casper.com. For an exclusive offer, use my referral code, Dr. Joy, to get $50 off toward the purchase of your Casper. Casper.com, code Dr. Joy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's the phone number, 855-993-7569. Call me any day, Monday through Friday, between noon and 3, regardless of when you hear the program. Thomas, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I'm in my late 60s now, or early 60s now, and I'm having a problem with something from my teen years.
Okay.
My sister and I crossed over the taboo line.
How old were you at the time?
I was 15, she was 17. And
okay.
We just did a lot of exhibitionist kind of stuff and some of the touching stuff. She got tired of it after 2 months and quit. And I couldn't do anything with her, so I just kept up the exhibitionist stuff. Now she's gone, and I keep thinking of what could have happened. It could have been worse than what it really did happen. As it was, like, we were probably didn't speak for about a year and a half. Then the guy she was dating included me in his pool hall and bowling alley and stuff like that. So we got along after that, but it was never spoken of. And she's just recently gone, and I can't get this out of my head now.
All right, so let me back you up a little bit. So it sounds like there was some touching, but was there intercourse or not intercourse?
No.
Okay. And it went on, what you said, for a couple of months?
Yeah, 2 months.
Okay. And then it stopped, and nothing ever happened after that?
Just some exhibitions on my part.
When you say exhibitionist, to her or to other people?
To her.
And what was her response?
She pretty much just ignored.
Yeah, okay.
Anything.
All right. Have you married and had?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
It's never been spoken of again.
Okay. And you said that she recently died?
Yes.
Okay. And when you think about it, do you feel guilty? Do you feel turned on? Do you feel sad? Can you give me a little clearer idea about what your feelings are about this?
Yeah, it just that. It could have turned out to be like a family disaster. The family could have been just split up or...
Well, but it didn't turn out to be a family. You're saying that it makes you, looking back at it, you understand from an adult perspective how dangerous the potential was. Okay.
So now that I'm stuck thinking of what it could have been.
Okay. So why do you think, if it was up to you, would it have gone farther or not? Do you know?
I don't think so. Our parents kept a close leash on us, I guess. So we didn't do any dating. Then my friends in high school there, of course, they're writing me because of the amount of time that we spent together. And it just sort of, that's what triggered it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if it's any cover, look, let me say a couple things to you.
Yeah.
First of all, it's not an unusual phenomenon for exactly the reasons that you point out, is that you have adolescents who are in proximity to one another who are kind of curious. Even though it sounds like you're feeling that it could, that the potential for disaster, if it had gone on for longer, was there, then usually it doesn't. That usually it stopped for most kids at about where the two of you stopped, which is kind of saying, I'll show you yours and you show me mine, and some mild experimentation, and which is not uncommon, and stops for the reasons that you really talk about. First of all, that parents kind of keep an eye on things. Second of all, that there's the sense that while it's kind of exciting and taboo, that it really is not a very good idea. Quite often, the older child, especially if it's a female, says this is stupid. So the idea that it's all I'm saying is it's not just you, and it doesn't mean that there was something really awful about either you or your sister, number one. Number two, if it's something that, and it sounds like both of you went on to have perfectly normal sex lives, perfectly normal relationships, and the fact is that it was one of those things that was kind of, looking back on it, was probably more youthful sort of naughtiness than anything much heavier than that. The fact that she died, part of the reason that it came up again may be that you felt that you're now the only person alive who knows about it, and so it becomes more burdensome. If, in fact, it's bothering you, one of the possibilities is to go and talk with a therapist about it, in addition to me, with the idea being that it doesn't mean that it's something you necessarily have to tell anybody else about. And the feelings may be a little more complicated than at first blush, that it may be that I miss her. It may be that we always had kind of a special relationship. It may be that I don't want to put ideas in your head. It's not a bad idea preparatory to going to talking to somebody about it, just so you're not carrying that burden around, to, in a safe way, write some of your feelings about it. Because quite often, the initial feelings that we have can mask more complicated feelings that may be less acceptable. But the idea, and maybe that part of it is it not only that your sister's death triggered this, but it may be that you watch your grandchildren or movies or whatever, that there are some flashbacks to it, and realizing how, number one, stupid kids are, and how sexual they are, and how that combination can be a fairly lethal is the wrong word, can be a fairly potent combination. But it sounds that at this moment, going and how recently did your sister actually die?
A few months.
You said a few months?
Three months.
3 months, yeah. It may be that there are some other issues that part of the grieving your sister, part of missing your sister, part of the complication. There may be some other issues going on in your life that have to do with loss or with guilt or with sexuality. So it's you're talking about something that, as you point out, happened essentially half a century ago, but still has the power to make you unhappy. And if that's so, and that's by definition one of the things that should say therapy, go and talk about it. If you're going to write about it, make sure you're writing about it in a place that no one's going to discover. This isn't one of those things. There may be a part of you that feels, well, if somebody else knew about it, I'd feel better. But I'd be careful about that assumption, because especially it's one thing for me to know about it, because obviously I'm not going to tell anybody. It's one thing for your therapist to know about it, because your therapist is bound by confidentiality. And there may be a temptation that, gee, I'd like my wife to know about this. Understand that the consequences, you probably don't. Or if you do want someone to know, you need to think through why you're telling them and what you expect their reaction to be before you do any of that. Let me put you on hold for just a minute, and I'll come back and talk with you a little bit more about this. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball? Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the freeze-dry guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. We're talking with Thomas, who got involved in some sort of relatively innocent but uncomfortable sexual experimentation with his sister when they were in their mid-teens, and it's come up to kind of haunt him a bit since his sister died several months ago. And I'm saying, well, the first thing to do is to understand that, first of all, brother, sister, certainly sort of flashing each other. I mean, it's sometimes playful, but the underlying issue, whether it's throwing cold water on somebody when they're in the shower, or I think, what is it, in Porky's, that one of the brothers sells pictures or sells options of looking through a knot hole into the shower room of his sister, and part of that is really Hollywood's sort of acceptance that this kind of thing goes on, which is kind of a mixed message and not very fair. So, and I'm certainly not suggesting that it's a great idea. I'm suggesting it's a pretty common phenomenon and that it didn't go very far. but clearly it's still troublesome for you. And what you need to do is tease out what the issues are that are making it troublesome. And therapy is a great place to do that. And preparatory to therapy, writing issues down may help you get someplace.
My mother's family had a dispute going on, but that was like a preferential treatment thing. My mom was the youngest and the favorite, so she got treated better. As a result, I didn't meet my uncle until I was 45. So it's that sort of getting thrown in there that, you know, we could have been isolated altogether. And
well, I mean, it does sound like your family wasn't necessarily the most adjusted and integrated family on the history of the planet, but that is neither here nor there. Let me just tell you a quick story, which may make you, it just seemed to me to be related to what you're talking about, which is, you know, we're talking about time travel today, which is an interesting phenomenon, because my guess is if you had it to go back to, that you would probably not behave the same way, because you have the huge blessing and to a certain extent the curse of hindsight, of saying, wow, it may have seemed fun or naughty or just unthinking at the time, but in retrospect, it's burdensome. It's caused me some difficulties in my life that I wish it hadn't. And let me just share kind of a similar story. At least it seemed to me several years ago, a gentleman who was about, I guess, let's see, this is 19, or this is 2015. So I guess it was a while ago, because he was a very young man. He was a teenager, I guess, during World War II. And he was Jewish, and his family had hidden from the Nazis. And so maybe in 1945, presumably he was about 15 years old. And so he was born in the 30s, so he would be, he'd be about 80 now. So I guess it was maybe 5 or 10 years ago. And he called to confess, much the same as you. He's never told anybody that the story was that his family went into hiding, much like Anne Frank. And he was 15 or 14, something like that. And he got bored. They'd been in hiding for a long time. And his parents said, don't go out. And he was rebellious. And he just got tired of being in hiding and not being able to do anything. And so he went out and he was captured. And he was tortured. And he gave up his family. And his family was sent to concentration camp, most of whom did not survive. And as you can imagine, he was in tears about this. He'd never talked to anybody about it. And he was approaching, in some ways looking back on himself, on his younger self, and seeing that what an irresponsible act that was, and really wanting to repent for it, which had certainly much more dire consequences. And I said to him that I think that I'm a psychologist, so what he needed to do, and do it fairly quickly, is get in touch with survivors of concentration camps and tell them his story, because I think what all of them would have felt is at the same time in their life, they very likely would have done the same thing. And while the consequences were tragic, that he was not malicious, that he didn't do this intentionally, that the bad people were not, the bad person was not my caller, but the Nazis who captured him, created that situation where they had to hide, captured him, tortured him, and then brutalized his family, that he was unfortunately caught in that storm, but he didn't cause it. And while who knows what would have happened had he not gone out, but that's undoable. The past is not something that you can go back and change. And looking back on it, he felt, as you can imagine, great grief and great guilt. And so I said, well, you know, I can help you to understand it, but in terms of, he was looking really for forgiveness, and to be able to do that, I thought he needed people who had been there and understood the dilemma and understood that basically, by definition, nobody stands up to torture. And the real problem was not that he gave up his family, but that he was 15 and all that, all that irresponsibility that being a 15-year-old implies. Not that he was a bad person. He was just a 15-year-old person. And to a certain extent, I think that that's part of what you're going to have to understand at some point about yourself once you've gone through all the conflicting emotions, is that you were a 15-year-old, and that 15-year-olds, by definition, are dumb. Not because they're evil, but just because they're 15. And we know that, for example, there have been studies done in the last 2 years about the adolescent brain. We know the adolescent brain is terrible at decision making. It's terrible at long term perspective. It just doesn't exist. That whatever the mechanisms are, and I've read the research, and it's fairly interesting and pretty straightforward, and it may be something that would be comforting to you. But we are not the same person at 35 that we are at 15, thank goodness. And so part of what you're going to have to do, I think, is number one, figure out what all of your feelings are, because I think they're very likely multi-layered and complicated and complex. And then talk with somebody about them, and then basically forgive yourself. Understand that you were 15, and that if you'd done the same thing yesterday, it would have had a completely different kind of meaning than when you were 15, because you're not 15 anymore. And you understand responsibility, you understand sexuality, you understand consequence in a completely different way than you did 50 years ago.
Yes, so, no.
Okay. So what I would suggest you do is find a safe place to write things that will not be discovered by anybody else. Sort through some of those things. Find yourself a good, competent therapist, and do some work about it.
Okay, I understand, and I'll check into that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. 855-99 Dr. Joy. That we are not the same people, thank goodness, that we were. But you can see how one of the things that you hear me talk about with parents all the time is the three goals that I have for raising an adolescent, which is finish high school, because otherwise your prospects are so much more limited. Don't get arrested for the same reason. Don't do drugs for the same reason. Don't get anybody pregnant for the same reason. And don't get involved in a car accident. And basically, past that, everything else is gravy. Because the good news is that we're not 15 forever, and we do develop the ability to differentiate, not so much right or wrong, but consequence. And we look beyond the impulse, and we understand decision-making better. But all of us at some point had to be 15, and what we hope is that we were lucky enough, or whatever, or well enough parented, or just plain shy enough that we didn't get ourselves in difficulties that we're going to be schlepping around the rest of our lives. Because you can hear that we do. And, maybe that's the whole issue about time travel to a certain extent, is that being able to look back at the person we once were, the civilization that we came from, or whatever it is, but understand that we can't change it. But that maybe one of the ways that we can deal with our irresponsible 15-year-old self is to say, all right, if I went back and talked to myself, if I could tell my 15-year-old self how to behave, what would I tell myself? How would I behave differently? What would I do differently? And that may be the real value of the concept of time travel, other than mine, which is just, I just want to see what was going on in Greek times. But understand that it's a psychologically interesting term, and it's certainly to a certain extent, hopefully, how we raise our children, except there does tend to be that amnesia about, I don't remember who I was when I was 15, so I just said to my kids, well, you can't do this, or we do remember on some unconscious level, so we have all sorts of very strict rules. And it was interesting in Thomas's call that he kind of implied that there may have been something sort of vaguely like that in his mother's family, where she was the baby, and that there was a huge breach in the family structure to the extent that he didn't actually meet his cousin, or his uncle, rather. So, who knows? All right, and probably not a valuable question to ask at this moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Goodbye, regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
Oh, yeah. All right. Listen, this is kind of an in-between time for Broadway. So I thought what I would do is give you a brief recap of things that are still open. There were seven productions that closed last weekend. So as soon as the holidays are over and the tourists go home. So let me tell you what's still around that you might like to see, and then some things coming up that you should also see as well. I like Disgraced a lot. They've got some discounted tickets. This is, if you're going to be, in New York and thinking about going to the theater, it's a great time of year to do it because a lot of the plays that have been around for a while get heavily discounted in January because the tourists have gone home and they're trying to keep it, to keep theater going for a little while longer. So you can get, good tickets, for Disgraced, for Hedwig, which has been a very hot ticket, but now that Neil Patrick Harris is in it, is less of a hot ticket, but still fun. I've seen it, as I said, with three different people in it. I have not seen Michael Hall in it. It's only a play is around, not certainly very high on my list, but possibility. Cabaret is still got tickets available. And for Cinderella, Cinderella is surprisingly fun. I mean, I know you're thinking, oh, my goodness, if I'm not a 12-year-old female, what's the point? But it actually is pretty good. A Gentleman's Guide is wonderful. Jersey Boys, an evergreen. I've seen it three times. I'll probably see it the next time somebody else comes to town who wants to see it just because it's fun. Matilda, again, not one of my favorites, but okay. On the Town is classic New York. Singing and dancing. The cast is very talented, but not very charismatic. Phantom is great. I actually paid full price tickets to Andrew Lloyd Webber to take my mother to it a bunch of years ago. And the chandelier nearly hit her in the head. What fun is that? Okay, upcoming. Constellations is coming up with Jake Gyllenhaal and Ruth Wilson. One Relationship, Infinite Possibilities, a play about the boundless potential of a first encounter, free will, and friendship. It's really interesting. In London, it started Rafe Spall and Sally Hawkins. So this is Jake Gyllenhaal's Broadway debut. So he's done some off-Broadway stuff, but this will be his Broadway debut. Honeymoon in Vegas. This is Tony Danza is probably the best-known person in this. Based on the 1992 film, commitment phobe Jack Singer, his not-so-patient girlfriend Betsy, and a professional gambler named Tommy Corman, who hasn't gotten over his wife's death. It's also the story of a Hawaiian show tune queen, a Las Vegas icon, a guy named Focaccio, and a team of flying Elvises. I mean, how bad can flying Elvises be? Coming up in the near future is Fish in the Dark. This is Larry David coming to Broadway, who not only wrote it, but also stars in it, in addition to Jane Houdyshell, who's wonderful. You may not recognize the name unless you're a Broadway fan, but she's been in a lot of stuff, and it's wonderful to see. You'll probably recognize her face. Rosie Perez is also in it. Inspired by the death of a friend's father, Larry David's play features 15 characters, and he's making his Broadway debut. He's, as I said, writing and starring in it. The audience, this is a big deal because it's bringing Helen Mirren to Broadway. Also Judith Ivey, Dylan Baker, it's a great cast, Rufus Wright. Elizabeth II has met each of her 12 prime ministers in a weekly audience at Buckingham Palace. The audience imagines a series of pivotal meetings between the Downing Street incumbents and their queen. From Churchill to Cameron, each prime minister uses these private conversations as a sounding board and a confessional, sometimes intimate, sometimes explosive. She started it in the West End in 2013, and so it's coming to Broadway. So there we go. This should be really fun. On the 20th Century is Kristen Chenoweth, Peter Gallagher, Mark Lynn Baker, and Mary Louise Wilson. This is a recap of the Cy Coleman, Betty Comden, Adolph Green production. Who did I see it with? I said it a couple of years ago. A struggling Broadway producer tries to get a former lover, now a Hollywood star, to sign a contract to star in his latest as yet unconceived play as they travel on a luxury train, 20th Century Limited, from Chicago to New York. The Heidi Chronicles, coming back again. Elizabeth Moss, Jason Biggs. This was Wendy Wasserstein's 1989 drama, The Coming of Age of Heidi Holland, as she tries to find her bearings in a rapidly changing America. So all sorts of really cool stuff coming out. Skylight has got Bill Nighy, which I think everybody's very excited about, Carey Mulligan. On a bitterly cold London evening, school teacher Kyra Hollis receives an unexpected visitor from her former lover. Tom Sargent is a successful and charismatic restaurateur whose wife has recently died. As the evening progresses, the two attempt to rekindle their once passionate relationship, only to find themselves locked in a dangerous battle of opposing ideologies and mutual desires. This came from the West End as well. Starts this spring. David Hare, but I think Bill Nye is going to be the huge draw on that one. All right, so a bunch more things. King and I is coming back, believe it or not, this spring. Kelly O'Hara, Ken Watanabe, Ruth Ann Miles, Can We Dance?
Da-dum-dum-dum.
So that should be fun. So lots of Broadway stuff coming up. Some really good actors, some really famous people. We've got, let's see what else we've got. We've got Finding Neverland, J.M. Barrie's last play. Was an abysmal failure, and his career is threatened by crippling writer's block. A chance meeting in a London park with a woman and her spirited young boy provide just the inspiration he needs. I saw the movie, didn't you? Love the movie. Wolf Hare Parts 1 and 2, an adaptation of Hilary Mantel's prize-winning novels, through the eyes and ears of Thomas Cromwell, The Power, the Passion, and Politics Surrounding Henry VIII's Relationship with Anne Boleyn. How much fun is that going to be? So we got a little time travel going on. It Should Have Been You coming this spring. Tyne Daly, can hardly wait. The bride is Jewish, the groom is Catholic. Her mother is a force of nature, that's Tyne. His mother is a tempest in a cocktail shaker, and when the bride's ex-boyfriend shows up, the perfect wedding starts to unravel faster than you can whistle. Here comes the bride. And guess who the director is? David Hyde Pierce. So it should be an interesting, what fun, huh? There you go. Fun Home, which this is a great play that's traveling from the public. Michael Cervais, Judy Kahn, and I saw this downtown. It's really wonderful. When her father dies unexpectedly, graphic artist Allison dives deep into her past to tell the story of the volatile, brilliant, one-of-a-kind man whose temperament and secrets defined her family and her life. Moving between past and present, Allison relives her unique childhood playing at the family's Bechdel funeral home, her growing understanding of her own sexuality, and the looming unanswered questions about her father's hidden desires. And again, I saw this at the public, and it's wonderful. And it's a musical, believe it or not. So all sorts of things. We'll tell you more as the season goes on. You can check out drjoy.com. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.